Now time for our Sabetha Locker Room Chat here on at KNZA. I'm Brandon Tam, and we're joined by the Blue Jays girls basketball coach. That is Joseph Gruber. It is brought to you by C&K Service, Garrett Country Mart, and Sailor Insurance Services. The regular season is wrapped up for Big 7 League teams, and we'll dive into the sub-states and how it looks for the Blue Jays coming up next week. But, Coach, you wrapped it up at Hiawatha on Tuesday. Again, the offense just not quite there. Hiawatha able to get the win. Just kind of give us an overall thought and takeaway from that game on Tuesday.
Yeah, I didn't think we played bad. Just shots didn't fall. And I'm excited to see how our girls respond to that. Hiawatha played a great game. They shot it well, played great defense. And it's just one of those nights. So what we've got to do is we've got to respond. We've got to turn the page. And we get them again next Tuesday. So we have an opportunity to get better and prove that we can play better than that.
And you've played in a lot of close games, and the Big 7's been really competitive this year. Nemaha Central taking care of it and getting the outright league title. Riverside certainly has a chance to make a run in the 2A tournament if they can get out of their sub-state. But what was kind of the overall thoughts on the Big 7 as a whole here in 23 and 24?
Yeah, well, I think that the two toughest small school leagues in the state are the Mideast League and the Big 7 League. And now both those leagues are combining next year, so it's just going to create one big monster league. But those leagues, you're going to get a battle every night. And I think this league and that league prepare teams for the postseason because each night's going to be a battle. It brings physicality to the game, and you've got to be on your top of your game or you're going to drop one. So I'm glad that we play in a league like that to where our competition gets us better and prepares us for the postseason. So I'm looking forward to that, and we get a Big 7 opponent the first round. So kind of the enemy we know. We've played them twice. We took one, they took one, and we've got a rubber match next Tuesday.
Yep, and we'll talk about that. And super excited, of course, on our end. As you mentioned, again, it's going to be the Big East League next year. You bring the likes of Silver Lake, Rossville, St. Mary's, and company over. That's going to be certainly a heavy, heavy league next year. But obviously, we'll get to that point in 24 and 25, but you do get Hiawatha again in the opening round early next week. Again, you just saw them on Tuesday nights. You've seen them twice overall. Do you feel like that's a positive or a good thing for you that you get to see, you know, the same opponent you just saw? Very familiar with, of course, but what's kind of just the thoughts there on just turning right back around and getting Hiawatha again in a win and move on situation?
There's good things and there's bad things, obviously. We know them, but they also know us. So we know what they're going to do. They know what we're going to do. It's going to come down to who brings a good mentality to that game, who's confident and who's shooting it well. And then the game's probably going to follow that trend. But I'm excited. We're prepared for this. We've played teams back-to-back before. We've played teams two times in a week. So that's prepared us a little bit for that. But I just want to see a confident team next Tuesday that comes out and knows that they're going to make the shot.
So about the girls basketball coach, that is Joseph Gruber joining us. Again, it is brought to you by C&K Service, Garrett Country Mart, and Sailor Insurance Services. Blue Jays wrapped up the regular season Tuesday against Hiawatha. And next Tuesday, they will play Hiawatha in the first round of the Class 3A Substate Tournament. Coach, as always, we appreciate your time again. Good luck next week, and we will talk to you one more time next week.
Thank you.